Good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church's coffee shop service. We're so glad you're here. Maybe, hey, Randy, maybe when you get a chance, let's cut the lights in the back as well. We'll try to really get the coffee shop setting going here. We're so glad you're here with us this morning.
Disappointments and sorrows, you ought to share the weight of that load with me, and you will find that the light of tomorrow, when it brings a new life for your eyes to see. So remember what I've told you, so much you're living. Your disappointments and sorrows, I'm gonna try and give a little hope to you.
Amen. Thank you. Please have a seat. We've got a special performance for you now.
Dark of night should think. you can see there are some changes, right? And change is good, even though sometimes we may not like it. Sometimes we may feel uncomfortable. We're out of our comfort zone. And I can tell you right now, I am. So, feel comfortable. We are gathered here today to worship God, and it is a privilege for us to be here to do so. If you have not taken a glance inside the WAC, I encourage you to do so after the service. There's been a lot done already. They've blacked out the ceiling. They've put a light taupe paint color on the walls, and it's already looking great. So I encourage you to take a glance at that. I would like to welcome our visitors who may be here for the first time or may be visiting for the first time in a long time. And I would encourage you to sign in with the registration pads as they are passed to you row by row. That way we can get a record of your attendance this morning. There are a couple of announcements I'd like to share at this time. The first is that if you've had ordered Girl Scout cookies and you've yet to pay for those Girl Scout cookies, Sarah O'Banion is desperate for you to relieve her of all these cookies she still has. You can find Sarah after the service to pay her if you still are lacking your cookies, and that'd be a great thing to accomplish today. The second is at 3:30 this afternoon, the Children's Ministry and the Connections team are going to be joining up, and just like last fall, we're going to go to a couple of apartment complexes right near the church and put gift bags at different people's doors and hand those to folks. And so if you'd like to be a part of that or join in helping us with that, we would be glad to have you there at 3:30 today in the church parking lot. With that, let us stand, let's greet one another, and say, what's something that you don't like about change? Let us join and put our attention back towards God, and as we journey together in worship this morning, let us continue.
Please stand with us. So we're not plugged in this morning. It allows everybody to pay a little bit more attention to the words. And this is one of those songs that it's got a lot of little extra truth in there for me. All of you is more than enough for, sing that with me, all of me for every thirst and every need, you satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough.
You're my supply, my breath of life. Still more awesome than I know. You're my reward, worth living for. Still more awesome than I know. All of you is more than with
Amen. Thank you. You guys sound great this morning. Chase, we may not leave. We may stay in here next Sunday, too. The band likes it a little bit. You guys know this one, too. You dance, oh. Whoops, sorry. Key, wrong key. You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. You paint the morning sky.
You paint the morning sky with a miracle.
Amen.
Okay, if all our kids could come up here, please. We're going to sit on the floor right up here. Okay, today we're going to talk about good intentions. Does anybody know what good intentions are? You do? No? Do you want to tell me? Okay, so good intentions means like if you're meaning to do something, but you sometimes may or may not actually follow through and do it. So have you guys ever been somewhere where somebody was making fun of the church or making fun of Jesus or anything like that?
No.
No, you never had that happen? Okay. So if you heard somebody say that, do you think you would say something or you might just be quiet? What do you think you would do? Anybody?
Listen.
You would listen? Okay.
What would you do? I would tell someone.
You would tell somebody? Okay, that's a good idea. So do you think it's easier to deny Jesus by being quiet, or is it easier to stand up for what you believe?
What you believe.
You think it's easier to stand up? Sometimes I think it might be easier just to kind of be quiet and not say anything sometimes. So today we're going to learn a story about one of Jesus' disciples, and his name was Peter. Do you all know anything about Peter?
No.
No? No, you know something about Peter? What do you know? That's right, Van. Very good. So, what? Yeah. So, Peter had to make a decision if he was going to stand up for Jesus or if he was just going to betray him, like what Van said. So earlier in the evening, Peter told Jesus that I'm always, no matter what, I'm going to stand up for you. But Jesus knew something else. So Jesus knew that before the rooster crowed, Peter would deny him. Does anybody know how many times? Three. Very good, Van. So, you know, Peter had good intentions. You know, he really, really wanted to stand up for Jesus, but then he didn't. And so, you know, sometimes we might be afraid of what people think about us if they know that we love Jesus. But if we love Jesus, we don't need to be afraid. And so, you know, sometimes we think we might do the same thing that Peter did and deny Jesus. But we can learn from Peter's mistake. Okay, so we need to just ask Jesus to forgive us and help us and teach us how to be strong and to stand up for what we believe. Okay, so we're going to pray. Say, Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
We ask.
We ask.
That you help us.
That you help us.
To do what we intend to do.
To do what we intend to do.
And live for you.
And live for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Miss Sherry is right over there with Mary Beth. You guys can go over there with her for Kids Club, okay?
That's just for you, Chase. That's just for you.
Turn our hearts to God and bow our hearts and our minds and our everything and direct our attention to God. So I invite you to pray with me. Holy God, it's hard to believe that it will be Holy Week in just 2 weeks. This time of Lent has gone by so quickly. That time of intentional focus, getting back on track, trying to do your will, trying to love you more, trying to chip away at the things we need to get rid of. Holy God, in this place, we come to you to surrender, to push away the doubts, push away the questions, to push away the fears, push away the anxiety and the problems and the issues at home or at school or at work, where it's just us and you, God, alone, vulnerable, desiring to grow closer to you. Help us, O God, to be drawn to you by your side, that we might be able to open our hearts to where when we leave this place, we can have a new attitude, sense of purpose, and passion to face all that is before us by your grace. I know, O God, we lift up to you all the concerns that we just want to give over to you. Issues of health, issues of loneliness or fatigue. And we ask that you enter into our hearts. Now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Mark this down in your calendars. May 16th. It's a day where we like to celebrate in the life of the church, Change the World Day. It's a day of missions. And on that day, there'll be several different opportunities for you to participate in and help. We'll be helping with the Arkansas Food Bank, the Salvation Army Breakfast, and putting together the homeless food kits that many of you have given away in the past many months. I pray that you would consider it on your heart to be there that day, and if you can't, to pray. Pray that all the work we will do would be to glory to God and would touch the lives of others. Let's pray for our offering. Holy God, you are the giver of life and love, all the blessings that we know in our life. We thank you for what you've given us, all of our spiritual gifts that you've nurtured within us by your grace. Help us to share and use those for the growth of your kingdom. Lord, we also ask that what we give to you this morning in our offering, that it be used for your glory, that you would bless it and share it with those in great need. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all you've given. In Christ we pray. Amen.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself, and he carried that cross. Love so amazing. Love so Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners. From heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Yeah.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from Jesus Messiah, Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all,
the Lord of all, the Lord of all.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Y'all know this one, right?
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a crown.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Tell you what, whether it's the WAC or the warehouse, the praise team always brings us great, great music. I feel like I haven't been here in a year. It's a delight and a pleasure to be with you, and they're going to get these lights off my face because it's helpful to me so I can see you. There we go. It's a privilege to be able to bring the message this morning. And it's a delight that we look to our next scripture passage, which comes to Mark chapter 14, verses 66 through 72. Now, I know that here you probably can't read that. If you do, you might be Superman, so I want your autograph afterwards. So I just ask that maybe you could just close your eyes, and as the words are read, take them in as they are read aloud. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself by a fire, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus the man from Nazareth. But he denied it, saying, I do not know or understand what you are talking about. And he went out into the forecourt. Then the rooster crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him, began again to say to the bystanders, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. Then after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, I do not know this man you are talking about. At that moment, the rooster crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Not me. I don't know him. I don't know this Jesus. Get away from me. I don't know him. I've never seen him before. I have nothing to do with him. And then the rooster crows twice. And you can imagine, we can all imagine that as that rooster is crowing that second time, Peter's world crashes. He is filled with tremendous shame and guilt. Can't you put yourself in his shoes? Think about what Peter has been through the last 3 years. He was captivated by Jesus when he came upon that shore. And there was something about him where he wanted to follow. So he left everything. And Peter witnessed miracles, having the bread and the fishes being multiplied. He saw people be healed, people be helped. He heard all the wonderful stories and the teachings. And he remembers that time where he brought up to Jesus, No, 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 Lord, this cannot be. This cannot be the path. You cannot die. And Jesus responds, Get behind me, Satan. And Peter is reflecting when he was in the boat and the storm came up. And he remembers also Jesus walking on water to him stepping out on faith, but then being distracted by things around him. And finally, he reflects upon just a few hours ago where they were gathered in an upper room. And Jesus had said, You will deny me three times. And Peter says, No, I could never do that. It's an impossible thing. I would never deny you. And of course, he doesn't. Shame. Guilt. Now let's clear the air here a little bit. Peter didn't deny Jesus because he really didn't believe in Jesus. He denied knowing Jesus because he was afraid. He was scared. He's seen Jesus been abducted. And he is afraid that same thing is going to happen to him. If he's affiliated with this Jesus, he's going to be captured or killed. And so he's frightened because of that. Think for a minute what it must be like to be in Peter's shoes. Tremendous sense of loss and pain and the anxiety building in his heart as the hours goes by. And he hears words that Jesus has been killed. You know, we in our own ways deny Christ too. Now, there are some folks that are just as blatant like Peter and shout and curse and say, no, I'm not affiliated with the man. But there are other ways in which we can deny Christ too that we might not realize. As Jessica pointed out in talking with the children, sometimes when we are silent, that is when we actually need to stand up, proclaim Christ and the good news. There's two examples of silence that I can think of that led to lots of pain and hurt. If you ever heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was a Lutheran pastor in Germany. And he knew of what was coming, the rising in the 1930s. Of this regime and the Nazis. He had been living in the United States, but he chose to go back because he needed to be with his people to build up the church. You see, the German church at that point had been so corrupted or so frightened by Hitler and all those rising to power that they didn't speak out about what this was leading to. They didn't speak out to the atrocities that were about to happen. Silence. When what was needed most was to be advocates of Christ, to share that good news. But Bonhoeffer was one of the strongest Christians at that time to persevere and declare on radios to condemn what the Nazis were doing. And ultimately, he lost his life because of it. It happened also in our own country. If you've ever read Letter to a Birmingham Prison by Martin Luther King Jr., it's a letter to all of the white pastors in different areas of the country, telling them that now is the time to voice, to rob people of their rights to vote and dignity. It's time to not be silent, but to stand up. There's times when our silence speaks louder, and we can't afford that to happen again. Peter, there's a lot that we can learn from Peter. You know, Peter knew about sacrifice. He gave up his friends and his family and his life before, all to follow this Jesus. But he just couldn't quite get to the big picture of what all this was about. And he couldn't give in and sacrifice his life for what he believed. Think about what happens after the resurrection. You remember the story of Jesus talking with Peter and asking, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord. And Jesus asks him, Peter, do you love me? And he says, yes again. And a third time, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. This was a reconciliation between the two. After the resurrection, it all clicks for Peter. You'll remember that all the different times before, different stories about Peter, he's always quick to say something. He runs with his emotions. He doesn't think before he speaks. He's not a planner, a perfectionist, or an organizer. I know I'm not. I'm kind of like Peter. I don't know if you are too. And then after the resurrection, he's transformed into this person that has the ability to lead the church into the future. A person that once denied Christ publicly 3 times. He experienced the grace of the resurrection of Christ. Christ wants us to learn something too and take it into our heart. There are teachings along the way that talk about what is required to be a Christian, what is required to follow Jesus. You remember the conversation Jesus had with the young ruler. The young ruler says, I've done all. I've got everything there is to do done. I follow the law. What else is there to do? And Jesus says, well, you must sell all your possessions and give them to the poor. And the man sadly walks away. The man wasn't able to relinquish all of what he had, to put all of what he had on Jesus. We think about what it means to sacrifice. That's what the season of Lent is about. It's a time of sacrifice. Because it's shaping us into how we will live the rest of the year with motivation to grow closer to God, deeper in love. I remember it was a year after 9/11. And the night before that anniversary, I was thinking about wearing my Boy Scout uniform to school in honor of that day. But I was thinking about all the other times where I wore my uniform, and I didn't feel all that confident. I felt as though people might look at me odd, make a giggle at the uniform I was wearing, a weird glance. And I was thinking about going into school with this uniform on, and all of you know about school and how wonderful and caring all of the students are. And I was thinking about this. Could I really do this? Could I have the courage? Well, I ended up wearing it, and I was extremely cautious that day. I had my guard on because I was nervous of people commenting or saying something. But then Coach Stewart, who was an American history teacher, he came up to me at my locker and he said, I just want you to know, I really appreciate and thank you for wearing that today. Think about what that meant to me. It gave me a boost of confidence. It helped me go throughout the whole day with courage, with a lot of pride with what I was doing. My brothers and sisters, the path that we have all joined together in, the Christian path, it demands and requires sacrifice. Christ is the ultimate one who shows us the way, but we have to follow afterwards. And what I want you to know clearly is that the church We are designed to travel this path together, to link our arms, to encourage each other, to persevere through whatever happens, so that we can declare and act and speak in a way that is Christian, a way that is loving, words that are filled with grace. Sacrifice. It was what Peter was struggling with, but he ultimately knew it in his heart that he just had to give that to God. So, how will you walk from this place after the service? What will you sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? The Bible and the New Testament speaks about it's a real struggle for followers of Christ. You remember the story of what Jesus was saying, where the parents and the children may be separated, brothers and sisters divided amongst themselves. Tragically, that is what can happen because we follow through with our Christian path. Sometimes we may rub people the wrong way. Now, we should certainly be respectful, but sometimes people may not be able to fully engage with you in that journey. But the story of the Christian life is about grace. When we sacrifice, grace is given to us. It's pivotal. As we leave this place, we know that we don't leave alone. We don't leave this place just ourselves, but that God is with us each and every day, giving us grace. And if we are united together, we can push forward and share a great message of hope and the resurrection of so many. Will you pray with me? Holy God, help us as we journey to take in sacrifice, what it means, how we can truly have that be a part of our lives. We thank you for what you've shown us, the path you've set before us. Help us to live it out with your Holy Spirit guiding us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we don't have an official altar, although this might serve. But if you want to come forward in time of prayer, we can have couches open over here if you'd like to pray, or if you'd like to come forward to join our church or profess your faith in Christ, we welcome you forward as well. Let us stand and sing together.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I love to sing your praises.
Your praises. Show the way.
sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
You came from
heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I have a few people to thank. I want to thank Randy over here, who does a great job with our sound. It's not easy trying to learn one sound system to go to another, so I appreciate him, and I appreciate our prison.
No, we do.
Scott,
we
do. For the
our
record,
our prison band is great. Our praise team is great too.
Scott's the only one that's actually been to prison up here, so.
All right. You can tell by the beard. So, and we thank you for your patience in coming to this place, and ultimately we thank God for always being present with us, and through growing pains, and through change, and it's very exciting what we're doing in the Wilson Activity Center, and we hope to have a few good things done before Easter. So I leave you with this benediction. Go forth in the way of the Christ. It's a way that's tough, hard, sacrificial. But Christ will walk with you every step of the way. If you fall, Christ will pick you up. If you need someone to cry with, Christ will be there too. Go forth with the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.